know that you could get them at 10 milligrams. A little bit more pricey, though.
I want 2.5s.
I'm like pretty sure they don't really do anything to me.
They get me.
I think it's in your head.
They fucking zing me. No, it's definitely not in my head. Out of all of us, I've probably done the most fucking drugs.
So how does 5 milligrams do anything?
I don't know. It just hits me.
Maybe your blood's thin.
Maybe I got thin blood.
Would that make it more powerful?
I think it would do something. It's got to be coursing through your body. I think,
here's my theory. My theory is that like there's something to like when you drink it or consume it in relativity to whatever, like eating, like something like with on an empty stomach with food or after, or like, I think there's
I haven't seen that yet. I don't know if that has an effect or not.
I think for me, it's a factor because like I've had different experiences. I've had the experience to where I'll drink one or I'll eat an edible and I'll be fucking like completely tweaked out of my brain, super paranoid
without
fucking
food.
Like all the antennas are on. And then I've had the scenario where like it's, you know, kind of mild and doesn't really, you're not really getting me, or I'll have like a incredibly long like delayed release, like I'll eat one and then like 3 hours later it'll like fucking hit me.
That's crazy. That seems nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You keep on saying eating food, but
yeah, it's
if
science.
You smoke, yeah, but if you smoke weed,
it's a real thing.
That was like fucking the Oppenheimer thing. What? So yeah, it's science.
Can I finish? I said that Oppenheimer was German the other day. usually, when you smoke,
did
weed,
you say Oppenheimer?
Leave me alone. All right, 7 seconds into this thing. Usually, when you smoke weed and then you eat, it goes away.
Yeah, but it's two different ways of it's getting into your system.
Yeah, totally.
One you're digesting.
Going through your digestive tract.
Yeah.
Don't give him details. He doesn't want to.
The other one is being consumed.
Nobody's a goddamn scientist.
The other one is being, you know, through the cilia of your lungs.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's not true.
I don't know what the cilia would be.
I think the cilia is in your nose.
The cilia of your lungs, he just said.
I think you do have cilia in your lungs.
Do you think you got higher when you laughed and coughed? Do you think that's a truth?
I mean, cough, definitely.
Because
definitely.
It opens you up, right? Because yeah. That's what everybody...
I don't know what the science is, but
you
I know...
You do have cilia in your lungs.
I know you definitely get higher when you cough.
You pick basically, that out, and then...
Basically
like
a science. You know, scientist. Basically, I'm a science.
Science.
You are a specimen.
Kurt, I feel like I have not seen you or heard your voice in a minute.
I was going to say, you're still not seeing him.
I'm not seeing him. I know, I could be missed, right?
How the hell are you?
I'm
What's
great.
Going on?
I'm broke. I'm great. We're starting out 2024 wonderful.
So you want to just do the Disney
Where do you
recap?
Want me to start? Where do you want me to start?
Just give us
Wait,
some
can
good
I
moments.
Start with one question?
Sure.
Did you have matching t-shirts?
At any time.
Not matching t-shirts, no. But okay. It was all Disney t-shirts.
Did you have
you included? Okay,
me included.
Not Mickey matching. Mouse ears.
No ears for me.
No ears for you.
No Earless.
Ears. Did dudes do ears?
I mean, no, this dude don't do this.
Wait, but so like, give me the rundown of your attire, like on a given day. Like, what's the Disney shirt that you're wearing?
On the way there, I had Mickey and Goofy. On Magic Kingdom's first day, I just had straight up artistic Mickey Mouse. These were all bought for me, by the way. On Hollywood Studio Day, which we like to call Toy Story Day, I had Forky saying, "Why am I here?" On
metaphor,
yes, it's a complete dad shirt. So at least two other dads with that shirt. and then I just had another, like, you know, Mickey Goofy.
But you had a new shirt every day,
and one Goofy shirt.
You were there for a long time.
I was there for too many days. Too many shirts. I was there for too many shirts.
Could have used 3 or 4 less shirts.
Like 2 less shirts.
2 less shirts, well, 2 less days.
Epcot is not for kids. That's the first thing.
Epcot
is not for kids.
No, it's more of like a...
That's where all the young people in Orlando go and hang out.
I could see that being a hangout and Disney Springs being a hangout. That makes sense. Restaurants, bars.
Yeah, I mean, Disney Springs is not really a park. It's like a
not a park, but it's definitely a hangout.
It's like an outlet.
Yeah, it's an outlet with a lot of
so
bars.
So you guys are like, let's do every inch of fucking Disney World. That was the plan?
If I were to do this all over again, I would have definitely done a day at Universal.
Okay.
I missed out on that. That was... Because the park, Disney's perfect for my 8-year-old and my 6-year-old. Perfect. They went, 6-year-old went on everything, only cried at Tower of Terror, but went on it.
That's a scary ride.
It's a super scary ride.
I would cry on that.
I didn't like it at all.
The drop is wild.
I didn't like it at all. There's actually a video of it that you could have bought. It's like a 30-second video with an intro and an end with like their stuff. And the whole picture is me turning back to Jen saying, what the fuck is this? Like, seriously, like, I was petrified. I thought they were going to send you out those doors. But it's perfect for an 8- and 6-year-old. My 2 older kids kind of wanted more thrill. They needed more thrill. There was only 1 roller coaster at Hollywood Studios. And, like, you know, 3 or 4 here and there.
You didn't go to fucking Star Wars Intergalactic Universe?
I went to Star Wars. It was a virtual ride, and it was awful.
Hmm.
Awful.
But so you don't really like Star Wars.
I hate it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Right,
so. Okay, so.
I thought it looked really
cool.
Your
opinion on that is.
But also, when you walked into that section of the park, all I could just think of is geeks. Like, it's just people with lightsabers, weird hats. Like, you don't even know what you're doing.
They have, like, a secret Star Wars hotel that's, like, really difficult to get into.
It's closed.
Really?
It's closed?
Yeah.
And, like, you go in and like you like become part of the story. Like you get like assigned a character and it's like a whole role playing experience.
Yeah. So we go on
which
the
which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
We try and
cool,
go on the virtual
the
ride
grand.
Of Smuggler's Run. You finally get through the 45-minute line and then some lady who you could barely understand, I don't know where she was from, she's like, there's 6 of us, me, Jen, my parents, and 2 people we don't know because we got split up. And then she goes, who's going to be a pilot? I'm like, what? Like, who pirate?
What?
I'm like, pirate? Like, are we doing pirates? Where are we? We don't know anything about
pirates.
It was a Chinese lady that didn't see one the whole weekend.
Oh, boy.
No, like working there.
I got you. But there were plenty there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, going on rides, having fun. Absolutely. So she was saying pilot. I didn't offer it up, so the dad and the daughter did. And she's like, who gonna? And I was like, what are you talking about? What are we doing right now? My dad and mom on scooters, by the way, the entire 4 days. I'll tell you more about that. But they're on scooters. My dad looks up at me with the famous question of every single line and ride that we went on. Is this a ride or a show? And I would turn to them and say, I don't know, I've never been here before.
And he was like,
I've never been here before.
Is this a ride or a show?
Did he not want to go on the rides?
No, he did. My mom really didn't. She's not capable of going on rides. Cut to 5 minutes later, we're in a simulator getting jogged all around, you know, but it was pilot.
They ride the scooter into the ride?
Well, a lot of
some of them,
they
right?
don't want you to skip the line anymore. So a lot of the lines are accessible. So you'll go up to them and be like, can they walk? Do they have to walk the line or can they ride the line? You could ride the lines now.
Walk the line.
So they scooted the entire line. But the funniest thing that happened the entire weekend, one, you can't smoke anywhere in Disney. Okay. So I'm taking my in-laws, my parents who are on 2 scooters. I'll say it again. My 4 kids.
Scooters like Segways or fucking sit-downs?
Sit-downs.
Got it.
Sit-downs.
I'm picturing Segways like...
No, they're not that cool. They're an old school thing.
Three-wheeler scooters.
3-wheelers, yeah.
Got it.
So...
What kind of top speed do you think those babies get? 8 10. Miles an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, were they holding 8, you 10. Back or were
oh
they
oh my God, were they holding
speeding.
Me back? No, holding me back. So the whole first day at Animal Kingdom... We had a 6 a.m. flight, so we all been up since 3. We get through it. We all get through it. We're still
tell me, like, big arguments or anything?
Right. We're still happy, right? Second day is Magical Kingdom.
Magical Kingdom.
it's magical. 15 hours we're at this park, right? No cigarettes. Okay?
There's smoking places.
Oh, you there is not. Super happy.
Bro, you should have texted my mom.
You could leave.
She knows all the spots.
You could leave.
No, there's smoking places in there.
Supposedly there's a couple in Epcot. I couldn't find any. Anyway, there's nowhere to smoke. Especially when you have 9 guests with you. Okay? I can't just say, I'm going to go on the other side of the park and have a cigarette. It doesn't happen.
Why not?
So I tried the gum. That shit burned my throat. Went right to my belly. I spit that out.
You swallowed it?
No, I was chewing on it, but it burns instantly like a
right
fire.
Right to my belly.
What kind of, what flavor? Cinnamon?
So I got that at like a dollar store. So I said, I shouldn't be buying gum at a dollar store to try and get me to quit smoking cigarettes. So then I bought Nicorette.
You bought gum at a dollar store?
I did. Nicorette. It was like a, it was like
bootleg Nicorette?
Bootleg Nicorette.
Like Bicorette?
Yes.
So why would you buy fucking?
Because I was there and I said I should try this.
Oh my God.
I did get Nicorette. Same problem. It burns your throat. So the second day we're there. It's about 3 o'clock. We've been there since 8 a.m. Everybody's getting tired. We say, let's stop for a parade, right? So my daughter, my 6-year-old, is walking around for 2 days saying, where's Mickey? Like, I thought I was going to see Mickey for 2 days, like a day and a half. Where is Mickey?
Like, as if he's supposed to make an entrance?
Yeah, well, like, we're going to see him. He's going to be here. He's probably going to be on this parade. She passes out before the parade starts, and my 78-year-old father passes out, right?
Where?
On his scooter. What the heck, right? So I'm like eyeing him in the corner. I'm like, oh, that's weird. He's falling asleep. But whatever. He does that at home. It's fine. We watch the parade. Next thing, cut to, I look over, because it got crowded. I look over to my 11-year-old giving my father, stop yawning. The story's
not
boring.
Yeah, I'm dying.
My 11-year-old is giving my father a number test. How many fingers am I holding up, Grandpa?
4.
Grandpa, how many fingers?
2.
I'm like, Grandpa, what's wrong with you? She turns to me and goes, he's okay, but I don't think he could drive. He took a muscle relaxer because he was in pain from the first day of riding on a scooter. And he passed out to the point that his tongue was so big because he was like thirsty.
What, he took a Xanax or something? Because he couldn't handle it. He's like, what the fuck am I doing in Disney World?
No, he really thought it was just going to ease some of the pain in his like feet.
Does he do that often?
No, he's only done it since his back surgery like 3 months ago. So he had some pills.
That's like the last place in the world I would want to do that.
So now we have to pause after the parade and not go anywhere because Grandpa can't drive.
Oh, my God.
She just left him there.
It was ridiculous.
What was everybody else saying? The other grandma.
Well, I was getting they were very nice. My wife was giving the eyes a little bit, like, oh my gosh, like what the hell is going on? But everybody's still calm, cool, and collective.
Should have just left him. He would have been all right.
You can't just leave him. My mom's angry because he can't drive. Like, she's so angry. So that was a debacle. But we stayed until like 11 o'clock at night. It was 15 hours at the park. And the whole thing is just super expensive. And, you know, third day in, Meg, I asked my kids, what's your favorite part of Disney so far? And they said, the pool. The pool. Broke my heart.
Yeah.
But then they finally said that they had a very good time.
They probably had a blast.
They probably did.
They did. They probably didn't, you said?
No, they probably did.
Oh, they did. They had a blast.
Kids are dumb.
They definitely did.
I'm not going to be
negative.
They're
simple.
I'm not going to be negative about this.
They're simple.
Because like, I'm not going to say the things that I think.
No, it was fun. They make it way too expensive for anybody with a bigger family to enjoy themselves. The whole Disney Genie Pass is atrocious. You wake up at 7 a.m. to try and get on a virtual queue. It's already booked at 7:01.
Yeah.
What was the happiest moment that you were there? Because you're killing me.
The Hoop-de-Doo review.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
You've done it?
The dinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the Hoop-de-Doo review?
You go to Camp Wilderness. It's like a little campsite
Camp
where it's
Wilderness.
Yeah, seriously. It's like a campsite that's on the Disney resort. What would you explain music?
So
it's like bluegrass.
The best part about Disney World was like going camping, which you could have fucking did.
No, it wasn't going camping. It's a show You eat fried chicken, you drink beer, and you watch a show, and it was hilarious and fun, and the kids were dancing.
They loved it?
My dad got picked to go on stage.
Okay.
Like, so
that muscle relaxer at that point.
What'd you say?
No muscle relaxer at that
point.
No, but
I was shitting myself. I wasn't sure if he was going to fall. I knew he couldn't hear anything that they said. So I was like, what are they going to make him do? But that was, it was absolutely a blast. Like, I went right to Gen Z as soon as it started. They like, you all sit down, there's chicken on the table. Everybody, seriously, there's fried chicken on the table, mashed potatoes, ribs.
Oh,
and you sit down and in like, you know, they're playing old honky-tonk piano. And in like 10 minutes, you hear people just banging on the back door. And they're like, oh, it's going to start now. The show's going to come in. They're trying to get into the place. And they just bust in. And I just leaned over to Jen. And my dad set the whole thing up, this one thing. And I was like, this is so schnatz. It's ridiculous. Because it was just, it's just mayhem for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was, that was a blast. That was a blast. And going on the rides, you know.
I could see you working there.
That was, it was a blast. But I can't believe they do 3 shows a night. That's, that I would never be able to do. To be that on fire. Oh, my God.
Did you go to the Frozen sing-along?
I did, and it was hilarious.
It's the best part. That's my favorite part.
With the old guy and the lady?
Some positive stuff right
now. I can't believe you went to that.
Well, I go there every time.
So
it's usually I also nap in there.
So tough thing. Yeah, you nap in the shows. We did the Indiana Jones was great. It was just underwhelming with the rides. I was very underwhelmed with the thrill of the rides. It's very artsy and very creative, all the rides. But I the thrill wasn't there for my older kids.
Well, the thing is that the rides are supposed to be for everybody.
Yes.
Well, that's their whole thing.
That's the quote. You know? So parents can enjoy rides with their kids, which I think is great. But that's the other thing with my son. It's tough because we're trying to do princess stuff too.
Yeah, you got a lot.
You know what I mean? So it's like, let's go to the Frozen sing-along. You have no idea on every line that you're on, unless you studied it. Every line that you're on, you have no idea what anything is. Hmm. You're just walking into something thinking, oh, it's Frozen sing-along. But that was hilarious. I thought they were absolutely hilarious. Good.
And then the snow at the end.
Yeah, yeah. I'm tired of that song. But yes.
Yo, when the snow comes down, the first time I went to that Frozen sing-along, the snow came down, and it's not real snow. It's like bubbles or whatever.
It's bubbles, yeah.
There was a girl next to me who was fucking shaking because she was so excited about
it. Oh, really?
She was from Texas, and the dad's like, yeah, she's never seen snow before. She thinks it's
snow. Oh, my God.
The girl was, like, trembling because she thought she was, like, in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
They like, that's so magical great. And cute.
It is.
Magical kingdom.
Magical kingdom.
I mean, the stress that goes along with it, trying to get everybody happy, but then just if you are sitting in a theater like that or you're sitting on a ride and you get to glance at your kid, like, mouthing the lyrics and just that stuff.
Yeah.
Is great.
So all in all, you're happy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, once in a lifetime. I do not have to go back.
Good.
I do not have
to. Yeah, but they'll appreciate that, and they're going to have that memory for forever.
Zanned
out. Yeah, and my 11-year-old actually said that. She's like, you know, I hope when I'm 25, 26, I can take you here. And I was like, that's great. I was like, that'd be awesome.
She's going to have a kid at 25, 26?
Shut up. We didn't get that deep into the conversation, John.
Sorry, Megan. What did you say?
I don't know what I said.
Come on.
What I did want to ask you was, how was the flight?
Awful.
Oh, yeah, it's right.
But they were very smooth.
Did you take a muscle relaxer on the flight?
I did on the way home after I found out about the muscle relaxer.
Then he had
him? Dad.
Did you eat my gummy before?
I did.
Too early?
The
night before?
No.
Trying to calm yourself down?
No. I almost took the muscle relaxer too early. But, so the way there.
You keep saying muscle relaxer. Is it Xanax? Definitely.
No, I don't know. He called. I don't know what the hell it was called. No, it wasn't an oxy. He said he had pain pills and muscle relaxers. I said, I'll go with the muscle relaxer because that usually knocks you out.
This guy's a straight up fucking pharmacist.
A muscle relaxer.
Get a little back surgery, you get some Medicans. But no, I petrified. There's nothing I could do about takeoff. No matter what medicine I take, I can't do anything about takeoff. My kids were great. My one kid, you know, we're 6:30 a.m. We're like the first flight out. My 6-year-old sitting next to me, she's sitting Indian style with her headphones on, putting on the TV. She's like, are we in the air yet? I'm like, no, we're not in the air yet. We didn't even
move. Doesn't even care.
But not a care in the world. Not a care in the world. But all in all, they did great. They thought, my one daughter thought that I got sick. That's why I look like that. And then after we got home, I'm like, no, I'm not sick. I'm just petrified. I'm just absolutely petrified of everything that's going on during takeoff.
It's all right.
Yeah, it is. They did it well.
It's good to be vulnerable around your kids, you
know? The pilots did a good job. Because they did it well.
So the last pilot, we found out quickly that it was a female. I got a little nervous. And then I thought positive, Meg. No,
Kurt.
I thought positive. Then I said she must have worked extremely hard to get this job.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
I said that on purpose, Meg. I had that in my back pocket for about 4 days.
Mm-hmm. You don't see too many female airline pilots, though, right?
No, absolutely not. Give her a bump on the way out.
You think there's a lot?
I'm pretty sure there's a decent amount.
I'm sure there's not a lot.
At least I would say... 30%.
Nope. Not a chance.
Here's a stat. No, let's stay on this, but then I'll hit you with the stat afterwards.
Do you think a lot of like women want to be airline pilots?
I think a flight attendant job is crazy.
Wow, less than 6%.
Boop boop.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, like in all the years of, I mean, you know, I travel relatively often. I it's not something that
pilots are males and the flight attendants are gay.
Holy shit, what are you fucking...
All right,
my God. Really taking us back to the fucking 80s.
But to lie and say there wasn't four...
Guys, so wait. Let's get the checker going.
There wasn't four.
Put the fucking... Megan's going to finish this one. Put the gifts on this one in these script. We've made fun of Chinese people, women, gay people.
Yeah. I'm not making fun of them. That's what I encountered while I was going.
We
got to
put like one of those
going.
Disclaimers of like their opinions and perspectives of Kurt do not represent all of us.
I'm not saying anything
specifically
negative
Megan
about
McCarthy.
Them.
I love women. And I love women in the cockpit because men are dumb.
Did you say because men are dumb?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
That's what you just sounded
no,
like.
No. This is
with
Megan
your blanket
loves
statement.
Megan loves pilots, though, so this is going to be a tough one for us.
I think.
Yeah, I do. I actually saw a hysterical. His name's like Marcelo. Have you seen the new guy that's on SNL a lot?
Yeah,
he's
Spanish
a comedian.
Guy. Yep, he's good. I like him.
Hysterical. He did a bit that is like so funny about how he's all about diversity and he loves seeing Latinos in, you know, different jobs that they weren't in 25 years ago. But he goes, the one place that I want an old crusty white man is in the cockpit of an airplane. He's like, that is where I want them.
He agrees with that.
If I see someone that looks like Joe Biden in the cockpit of an airplane, we're good to go. Drive me through a hurricane. I'm good.
That's funny. That's really
funny.
Very
fun.
I'll tell you, the weather was fantastic. Not a drip of rain. It was 77 degrees. It was great. It was great. It was a really good time.
Were you there for the solar eclipse?
Yes.
And you saw it?
No, there was no real... You're going to think I'm lying, but I felt absolutely weird that day while that was going... Like, we were online for something, and I really... I knew you.
You forgot your crystals at home?
It was the muscle relaxer.
You felt a little off kilter?
I'm not lying, Meg. Seriously.
I felt
weird. And then a lady in line actually showed us the something on a phone. She's like, we're in the middle of the eclipse right now.
And you knew it.
I just felt weird.
You just felt Mercury was in retrograde and it was getting you.
Whatever, guys. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here.
It's probably because a female flew you down there.
No, she flew me back home, okay?
She made it home.
And she did a great job. And I fist bumped her and I said, thank you.
You fist bumped her?
Absolutely. I said, you're the pilot? She said, absolutely.
You said, girl boss.
You're like, I doubted you, but... You didn't let me down.
I didn't. I doubted for like 5 seconds. I said, great, a woman. And then I said, you know what? Let's think positive. She did well.
Oh, my God. That male stewardess.
I love what she whispered. I hate this.
That male flight attendant really sucked, though. You know?
He sucked, all right, John.
I was teeing you up. I heard a stat today. About women under the age of 30.
Interesting. What do we got?
Right? I don't know how to say this, but it's going to make sense what I'm going to say, but it's not going to make sense. 60% of the women under 30 make more money than males under 30. Like, okay. Under 30, women are making more money than males are at this point.
Interesting.
I could see that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Just working. Just piloting.
OnlyFans?
Then it switches after 30, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I didn't hear the second part of it, but I thought that's pretty
interesting. My guess would be yes, because a lot of people.
She's like, my guess would be yes, because that's what it is.
Because they have children.
Down with the patriarchy. God damn it.
Yeah, because we're supposed to stop
Don't
our
try
careers.
To fucking
so
hit
on.
Me with your statistics, buddy.
No, I think the statistic makes perfect sense.
The other thing was that there was a suggestion that males in school should be a year younger than the females. Like they should stagger the
that
way.
That makes sense because they are smarter, right?
And more mature.
Early on. Yeah, especially early on. I mean, kids, boys are like dumb. And girls are studious and they pay attention. I mean, I notice it with my three. They're definitely different than my boy.
I've met a few dumb chicks in my day, you know?
Yeah, they're usually dumb. I feel like I'm not saying anything.
How crazy is that, though? Like, that's a real thing that, like, they should start.
That's very interesting.
I just wonder what the jobs are.
What do you mean?
With them making more money. Like, what are they doing that's getting them more money?
Bullshit, you know? Corporate bullshit that you need. I'm not saying it.
Under
30? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you got to have a fucking degree. That type of shit.
Yeah.
You got to be good at school, you know?
Yeah, no trades. No trades, just school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met a lot of bad chicks, too.
I don't know what you just said. That was too low for me, but I probably didn't want to know it.
This is the Kurt episode. What else?
I don't have any.
This is the first
Meg
episode.
Already hates me.
This is the first episode. It's just us in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you missed it. Last week was the wellness episode.
Yeah.
What did we do last week?
Yeah. We talked about habits. We talked about coffee, water before coffee. We talked about our summer goals.
Sorry to bring everybody down.
This guy's,
wait, but wait.
Is it about smoking in Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, this is my problem. I don't fit in anymore.
I mean, not too long ago, you said when I get back from fucking Disney, I'm going hard. Are you still there?
What do you mean, going? I'm
like health.
I made salads and chicken. I'm trying to eat better right away.
So you're not like, you were like, don't say, you said something.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying not to eat shit. I've only been home for 3
days.
Yeah,
no, I don't like it.
No,
you were very resolute.
I dropped
16
pounds from the last time I was in this seat.
No,
yep.
Didn't. Really?
Yeah.
16?
Yeah, I was the biggest I've ever been.
Gained or lost?
Lost.
Is that why now you're wearing like athletic clothing?
No, it just needed to be in shorts. It's 70 degrees here today. Athletic clothing. I'm wearing the same old sweatshirt.
It looks like you're ready to fucking, you know.
God, I feel like I'm getting picked up.
Hit the road.
Am I bing bong in this fucking found situation?
Bing bong.
I'm bing bong. Everybody's
hey, yo. Remember that? How crazy
that
is it?
That was so good.
How fucking crazy is the internet? It just makes people that have no chance of being anything in their life famous. It's amazing.
Those were so. Joe Biden right now.
Those were so great.
Hey, yo, take me out to dinner.
just like that other kid that's doing the
yeah,
wings
sketch?
Or whatever. Yeah. Out of nowhere.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? The hell?
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Tuesday.
I tapped out of TikTok. I don't know if anybody else has.
Good for you.
I tapped out of TikTok.
Wow.
I deleted it every other month.
I'm out of TikTok.
Same for DoorDash.
I think I sent you something the other day.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Well, so I got a new phone because I went out and got drunk and lost my phone. I have not activated TikTok.
Oh, I sent you. Did I send everybody that fucking pig thing? Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's the pig show? Meg, if you got a minute to look up the pig show, how they show their pigs and their stares, oh my God. God, that is just like the fucking hobby horse situation.
It's exactly the same.
It is so good. They have to like, and the pigs are nice. Did you see that pink pig?
Yeah,
that was a nice pig.
Beautiful.
So they show, it's a pig show, but a part of that pig show, you come out of like a bull gate, like how they would let a bull out.
Yeah.
And you have a little flapper, right, that you have to hit on each side of their face. So the pig's always looking up, but while you're doing that, you stare across the room.
Yeah, you got to be a part of
you
the show.
You have to be like this.
I hate that.
Where these people come up with this
I
shit?
Have no idea. Dansby pig fucking show or something like that.
That was
like
wild.
This girl is fierce. Fierce. And they like hold the head like this and they look over the and they just stare at you just
like a pose.
It's a part of the show.
You're really doing this.
I've been staring at it.
I feel bad for Megan.
For 3 days I've been staring at it.
You'll see it soon enough.
It's the pig show. Whew, it is great.
The internet's great, man.
Just it is.
Fuck, love coming across funny shit. I sent you guys that video of the guy, he's the guy talking about the exotic cars. And he was like, Lumbergumber.
Those cars didn't even look real.
He was like,
those cars looked like they were made out of fucking cardboard. Yeah, they were. They were fake. What the fuck is
and
this?
And the one, the Lamborghini, was like, Lumbergumber.
Fucking
when you find something that really gets you like that is the best. And you show everyone that you know.
It's so great when you just stand there and you're watching something like on repeat and you're just fucking cracking up. I love that.
No, it's so good.
That's good, you know? I mean, at least we're laughing while we fucking, you know.
Yeah, you gotta find good ones. I when there was that girl was staring, I thought it was she was coming out with a hobby horse on. And then the pig came out. And I was like, holy shit, this is something totally different.
TikTok's dangerous.
TikTok is bad. You could scroll for hours.
Hours.
Yeah.
It's so bad. I'm glad you got rid of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't get rid of it, but I have not signed in.
Forgot his password.
Yeah.
Totally. Go as long as you can.
It's just poopy 001.
Yeah. Some form. 123.
Fucking guy.
Beat that.
Anybody get his safe now?
Lumbergumber.
That's like the Spanish guy who asks, ask Latinos to like name shit like baseball teams.
Oh yeah. Oh,
like
yeah,
did you ever see that? That's funny too.
Fable. Wild man.
Yeah, it's looking great.
Creamer and y'all.
No, the Spanish accent is fun. It's fun. Oh, any man. Accent. Like people speak in a different language, they speak English. It's just funny.
Yeah, it is. That's why I wasn't making fun of the Chinese.
My kids are now making fun of my wife, and that's like a whole fun.
Oh, really?
Guy. Yeah, she gets mad. Wow. Like it's funny. Not funny. Making fun, but like, yeah, like, around. What, like repeating? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's mocking, hysterical. Yeah.
What's crazy? I think maybe you and I were talking about this. You can't tell how intelligent someone is in a different language. 100%. You don't know the language.
100%.
True.
Where, like, you know, speaking English to somebody, you could kind of, you know, put it together. This guy might not be all there, but like, you don't know. Like, you could be speaking to a guy who does whatever. But he's a fucking scientist. But you have no idea.
Yeah.
No, and I.
No,
this
that's
is
definitely the truth.
I got to remove my own bias from this comment, but I do believe that this is a true statement, is that bilingual people who can really speak two languages or multiple languages, it's like the equivalent of like having different operating systems. Like, because like the nuance of language is a very interesting thing to where like if you've heard the concept of lost in translation, like where words are placed in different languages. It's like a lot of nuance.
Sure.
To like that goes into the way people see the world and like view life. So like when you have somebody that can operate on multiple perspectives, it's usually those people are more intelligent.
Well, even when you said you started dreaming in a different language, that's crazy too.
That is without a doubt one of the most like impactful like experiences that I've ever had in my life when I started to think in Spanish.
Yeah.
That was like fucking like record scratch. What the fuck is going on? Why am I formulating thoughts in a different language? That was like, oh wow, something's happening.
That's probably a super secret talent. Probably could have done better in Spanish class. Would you take Italian?
The thing,
you just have to immerse yourself in it. You can't learn that way.
I think certain people have a predisposition for it. I do think that's true. I think that like some people like have the, you know, a knack for language. But then I think that you have to have some sort of a reason. Like you're not just going to fucking like, I'm going to learn how to play chess. I'm going to learn how to speak Spanish. Like, I mean, you could, and you could probably get to a certain level of it, but you got to put yourself in a situation to where you got to use it.
Yeah.
And you have to like,
we talked about it last week.
If you do that, what was last week?
Because I said I'm learning Spanish again.
We were talking about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're learning Spanish again?
Meg has a master's in Spanish.
Do you really have a master's in Spanish?
I have my undergrad. I double major. You know, English and Spanish.
Say something cool.
Yeah, give me a little fucking one-liner.
Yeah.
No, I know. But I said I never use it anymore, and I feel it like leaving my system. And I'm trying to get it back.
Say like I want to go watch a movie this weekend.
This is the worst thing to do to someone. I hate when people
why?
Do that.
Why? I mean, that's
like,
why.
Like, say this. Show me that you know it.
Well, that no, it's not show me that you know it. That's why I sucked in Spanish because I hated. I'm not kidding. I hated talking. You're embarrassed. I was embarrassed to try and speak in that accent. And if that's what you have a problem with, then it's
that's like, what most people have a problem with.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, it's the confidence embarrassed. Of it.
You don't learn it that
way. You just gotta say lumber gumber.
You just gotta roll your R's.
Yeah, which is Rojo. Hard.
But you know what? Funny thing is, that is another thing that I think is like a genetic thing that some people can do and some people can't do. Because I can speak fluently, but I cannot roll my R's.
I'm shocked by that.
I can't
roll. You like singing stuff.
I can't.
Yeah, but you can't even say the letter R in the English language.
That's true. Maybe so there's a fucking connection.
Your whole next album should be Spanish.
That was good.
And Christmas.
I think so.
Just nothing but Navidad.
Yes.
Megan's fucking screen keeps freezing, and I am dying over it every time it happens.
Do I look bad?
It's really freaking me out, but it's cool. I love it.
But it's cool. I love it.
No, totally you got to go, Megan, you got to go to like a Spanish country on vacation. Like, don't go to fucking Switzerland. Go to fucking, you know, Honduras.
There's probably one or two Spanish people in Switzerland.
How long is the Switch trip?
Switch trip?
The plane?
Not the Switch trip.
Switch trip. How long is the Switch trip on a plane?
9 days.
No. The plane.
It's a long flight.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, the plane's on 9 days. 8 hours.
8 hours.
That's not long.
You don't like them either, though, right?
No. Mike's actually, he's on his way. He just left. He's going to Phoenix. That's like a 6 hour flight. I didn't know that that's how long it takes to get there. But I guess it's on the other side of the country.
Yeah. I did Hawaii 10 hours.
Ooh.
I
think it's longer than that. Is it longer than that to Hawaii?
I think
isn't it like
about
16 hours or something?
No.
Well, no.
From it's, JFK?
No, direct. Direct is not.
Could be like 12.
Hours.
It's 6 to California. I think people, yeah, exactly. 6 to Hawaii maybe, or 5 to Hawaii. Okay.
I'll tell you.
I did direct from
what do you do when you take off, Meg? What are you saying in your head? Are you talking Spanish? What are you saying?
Hail Marys?
No, you know what I'm doing? I'm looking at my flight app and I'm seeing how many planes are in the air.
Oh, like, that's the craziest thing.
I'm like, we would know.
Is wait, that really
if they
what
were
doing?
Going down.
Wait, but you're looking at your flight app when you're supposed to have all your, you're supposed to be in airplane
mode?
Yeah, you're
going to
crash the plane yourself.
I know, right? Now, the second that plane starts moving, I'm in airplane mode and I don't put it back on until we touch the ground. I follow the rules.
So what do you? So do I. So do I, Meg. What are you saying in your head while you're taking off?
Lumber gumber.
First of all, I say that. Second of all, I say, "Hey God, it's me. It's been a minute,
you
but
are
I'm
saying
here."
Your prayers.
Hey Zeus, it's me.
Okay, you are saying your prayers. That's what I want to know. I mean,
just get me through this. You know, I'll do something when
I'll
we get on the other side.
I'll do everything.
You know?
Way home, I was saying.
Yeah,
I'll
but
do
I like to scope out the scene. Like if we have another pilot in, you know, just the what is it called? The vestibule? No, the
cockpit.
Fuselage. The fuselage.
Fuselage.
Wow.
Yeah, like in the body of the plane. I'm like, this is good. We got another guy in here.
Yes.
I can handle it. Or gal.
There was a lot of other flight attendants just on the ride, which I thought was nice.
Well, other pilots on the ride.
They call that?
Yeah. What?
They call that?
I don't know what they call it.
Jump seat or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Jump seat, yeah, there's the thing.
There was a lot of that, which I was very happy about.
That's nice.
My son said something very, very cool. He said he was super nervous, but he held it all into himself. He never said he was nervous. And he said, you know what I say to myself, Dad? I say every little thing is going to be all right. And I was like, holy shit.
That's
cool. I'm like, I don't even know where you heard that.
That's cool.
But that was really cool. So I used that on the way home a little bit.
I do the same thing every flight.
Cursing and
going up, I have like a little tiny moment with myself. And I say, this is it.
So everybody's talking to themselves in that moment. That's amazing.
Because it's crazy.
But it's a very
it is crazy.
But mine is a very quick, if this is it, so be it. Ready to go.
And then you just let it go.
And then coming down, when the plane lands and it's like rolling fast to a stop.
Yep.
I don't declare victory until
it stops.
Until it stops.
Until it stops.
And then like on international flights, when I'm on international flights, when people clap, in my mind, I'm like, you fucking peasants. You don't realize that fucking, if the axle on the fucking wheel snaps, we're done. Clap when the fucking thing stops.
So real quick, on the way home, we land. I'm not kidding. This mouthy lady. I knew we were going back to New York. This mouthy lady behind me with her kid. Soon as we touch the ground, still going 500 miles per hour. Soon as we touch the ground, it wasn't bad.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I was like, what are you saying right now?
We're not still there.
You fucking leaning forward.
The Orlando airport sucks balls. A terrible airport.
Oh, my God. It's horrendous.
Horrible
it's
airport.
Like, it's like kind of off. It's like you got to take trams.
It just
you gotta...
sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, I didn't stay.
Food sucks.
Oh, you think I'm thinking of food? I'm thinking of muscle relaxes, Bloody Mary.
Wait, Megan, I got to tell you.
My kids.
I got to tell you. Remember when we tried to get into the American Express Lounge and we got turned away? So. Yeah. I finally got in, and it was absolutely horrible and terrible. And it was horrible. They had like a fucking
But there's different lounges, right, based on the cards, the airlines.
Well, the one that I went into was terrible.
They had, like, you were in the fucking I Think in Spanish lounge. You know,
it wasn't good.
It was not good. So we didn't miss out. Mm.
Most times, those things are disappointing, unless you're like a real big daddy bowler. You know?
Yeah.
Those areas. You're not taking your fucking kid dressed up like a princess in there.
How do I get there? Like, I'm on the hunt for my next big girl credit card. I'm ready to level up a little bit.
You got to start with Amex Gold, and then you get Amex Platinum.
Yeah.
You could probably get Amex Platinum, but it's $600 a year.
Yeah, so. But if you use it, like, I am strategic.
Yeah, you get $200 flight credit. You Easy. Get... the free clear thing.
And then if you use the rewards, like the last time I went to Orlando,
a lot of them have like a monthly thing on Uber.
Yeah,
like I Uber
yeah you
all
get
the time.
$50 free
like
on
I can,
Uber.
Yeah.
What are you paying $600
That's
for,
my current journey I'm on.
Well, the to have the car. To use the rewards.
$600.
Yeah, the yearly fee
year.
Is a car.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, but the last time I went down there, I paid for my hotel with points. I'm going to the city.
You just paid for the hotel with $250 instead of paying $600.
No, but I'm going to the city. The hotel is a lot more than $600.
Busting your chops.
I'm going to the city next week. Fuck you. I used the points.
Your flight could have been $210. Your hotel $250. You didn't have to pay $600.
No. You there's ways to.
There's ways
worth
to use
it.
Points
right.
guy.
If you use it,
yes.
it's worth it.
No, thanks.
Yes.
Yeah. There's all kinds of podcasts for that shit.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff. Reddit threads.
I feel like Meg could get a credit card worth like $30,000 right now. I'm sure she is set with her credit score. I'm sure you are ready to go. I don't think you made too
but
many
But I probably
mistakes.
Can't fly a plane as good as you can, Kurt.
That's not a lot, $30,000?
No.
Oh, look at you guys fucking ballers.
What do you mean? You just have credit.
She's 28.
She could get a fucking 30.
And she definitely didn't go to a pop-up tent at college and fucking sign a life away when she was 19 years old.
For a free blanket. For a free blanket with a school logo on it.
Yeah, literally.
Thanks a lot, Bank of America.
At Oswego, he got an Oswego shirt.
Yeah, they really pulled the number.
Oh, yeah.
They really pulled the number on a generation.
Oh, yes.
That's a scam. Really, that was really fucking did. Bad
100%.
News. Bad news.
Probably made a lot of money off of it.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Well, let's not be negative. Let's not talk about negative stuff.
Oh, sorry. Kurt's back.
This is a finance podcast, an aviation podcast.
Yeah, wide range.
That's what we do.
Oh, fucking something really blew my mind this morning about AI that I'm all in on.
Okay.
Like, they were saying, like, what about the concept of, like, China or Russia right now? Giving it the wrong information at scale.
On purpose?
On purpose. Like training AI. And they said that the biggest threat is white males.
To what? AI?
That are lonely.
Everybody
says they're going to train robots to turn them.
To be sex robots?
Like sexy robots.
Right.
They're going to be like, you know, girlfriend experience robot. You
sure.
know, first thing you know, I'm in love with this robot.
Yeah, but
next thing you know,
I
it's
love
saying.
China?
What?
I love China?
No. No, next thing it's like, hey, you know, all the fucking, you know, traffic controller, they're in love with the robots. And it's like, hey, maybe look the other way at this time, you know?
Yeah. Listen, sexy robots have been fucking leading wayward men astray for a long time.
That's what I'm saying, though. But, like, if you can do it
This isn't positive, John.
If you could train that sexy robot. I think it's cool.
I think that's
why does it have to be a sexy robot?
It's always got to be.
Because if it's not sexy, it's not going to really get the job.
Nobody's going to listen.
If it could, like, you know, like they were saying that there's no way. We spent $800 billion on fucking defense. Like, we're not losing at any time. But they need to find a creative way to get in.
Yeah.
And the sexy robots are the way in.
Nick hit me with some shit on the, you know, the new podcast that we have. We were talking about this.
And oh, what's the name of this podcast?
Vitruvian 5000.
What's Vitruvian mean?
We'll go into that later.
All right.
But
you should try to hear a Filipino person say that word.
No, but this was funny. He hit me with a question because he just got the self-driving Tesla.
Okay.
He sent me a fucking video picking it up from the fucking dealership. He fucking crazy. He was like, I'm not fucking, my hands are over here. Look at my hands. He's fucking cars driving. So said it was the, he said it was, blew his mind. He was like, the future, people keep talking about this shit. It's happening right now. This is absolutely the most mind-blowing experience in my life. But anyway, he's talking about the sexy robots, right? And he goes, all right, I got something for you. You fucking, your friend, you know, they come out. It's at scale now. So there's sexy robots and people are getting them. You can customize them however you want.
For girlfriends.
Yeah, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. Okay. You know what I mean? You could order your own robot to take care of your needs.
Oh, that sounds weird.
And
but what needs?
Sexual needs.
More than
cleaning.
But just sexual needs?
Listen.
Or also like emotional
needs. I'm sure if it could.
Because that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm sure.
Probably emotionally. Yeah, they need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, if they could take care of the sexual, they could probably do the rest. So he's like, and your friend calls you up and he's like, yeah, I just got mine. Come over and check it out. And you show up at his house, and the robot looks exactly like your wife.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do?
I was going to say, what if the sexy robot, your friend falls in love with the sexy robot? Now you got two people battling over bots.
But the funny concept of like that, like people are going to customize them.
They're going to look the way you want it to look.
You're going to probably send a picture of like, this is what I, you know what I mean? Like,
all right, so what do you want your sexy robot to look like? Let's
Mila
hear it.
Kunis.
That was so fast. Megan, who do you want your sexy robot to look like?
Her boyfriend, obviously.
Your wives, obviously. Everyone wants it to look like their wife.
No, seriously.
In a pilot's outfit.
Seriously, though. Like, Mike's got his own sexy robot that's not you. Who's your sexy robot look like?
It's a 6'3" clean cut man in like a fighter pilot outfit.
Nice.
100%. No questions asked.
Better Tom Cruise.
That respects women.
Tom Cruise is small. That respects women.
She had to add that bot in there.
Well, no, he's your slave, so he's definitely going to respect you.
That's the one robot that hates women.
And then you can turn on the non-respectful mode when that's what you want.
It's the naughty button. That's
okay.
Yo, that shit's coming. It's coming. This is without a doubt. It's
fast.
What, robot girlfriends and boyfriends?
Yes.
No.
Have you
People
seen
aren't dating robots?
No, it's happening.
It's not happening.
Have you seen Ex Machina?
No.
We can talk about this.
You gotta watch
it. We did talk about that. Movie's like fucking 12 years old already.
Yeah, but it's like fucking there are companies that
you're gonna hang out with a dude that's dating a robot?
I'm not saying what I'm gonna do or what I'm not
gonna
do.
You're gonna hang out with a dude that's dating a robot.
I'm telling you is that fucking strap in. Because over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, the amount of things that we are all going to be doing.
Yeah, but we're getting to the point that we're going to be old anyway. We can stay in our backyard.
I'm worried about you.
The amount
You're worried
of things,
about me?
Yeah, I'm very worried about you.
I'm worried about this country.
No, I'm very worried about you.
Meg, you're hanging out with your best friend? She just started dating a robot guy? Honestly.
No, I would hate that. My friend.
But people aren't going to be dating them. They're going to have them like supplemental fucking action.
No. See, that's a slave. That's a paid robot slave. We're talking, Jesse, I want to go out to the steakhouse. I hope you don't mind meeting fucking Victoria, my new robot. And she's dating me. You're not doing it, dude. Because all the questions are going to be, what is this thing about?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
yeah, but early days. But
only
early days.
Adopters, yeah.
Well, we're only going to be around for the early days.
No right? way. No way.
Yes.
I'm calling it right now. I'm going to live another 40 years. That's another lifetime of what I've lived right now. Think about all the things that have happened in that time. You don't think it's going to happen at
By
a faster
the time
pace?
We're done. it's unrecognizable. The whole game is up. It's over. It's changed.
Yeah,
it's
so
over.
Most of our minds will probably explode.
Think about what this guy said to me. This guy went and bought a car, and the car fucking drove him home.
Yeah, but again, this is something that we knew about for 10 to 12 years already. And yeah, sure. I mean, that's a feasible thing. We also thought there was going to be flying cars.
It's not a feasible thing.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
We saw the park.
I mean, it's feasible because it's happening. But what I'm saying is that, like, what he was explaining to me is like, yeah, you've heard about this. But the moment you experience it,
and that car will hit something.
It's absolutely beyond what your mind can
fucking
handle.
And that car is going to hit something.
Well, I mean, yeah, but just like, yeah, but sure. So cars driven by people hit things.
100%. So it's not going to be that much of a change.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Then
I
mean, we're going to have to wonder about what the law is going to be. Did the car be charged or is the guy behind the wheel charged?
What's really going to change and what's going to be like the, this is my theory, you know, is the make or break point of human civilization is that we collectively are going to have to get together and rewrite the rule set. All 100%. Of the things that we think are like good and bad and nice and wrong and this and that, like, we, most of that shit that we believe in and like how we carry ourselves, most of that has kind of pretty much existed for a few thousand years, right? We've all been in relative agreement on a lot of stuff. We're reaching a point to where a substantial point, a substantial percentage of all that stuff is going to be no longer useful. And now it's going to be, okay, how do we rewrite the rule set in a really fast time frame? Without everybody completely going loco. Because you, when you start fucking around with what...
Everybody to agree on that is going to be a hilarious
show.
That's
the challenge. That's the challenge that I believe the human race is currently under. And you see it in... You see it in... It's completely obvious when you look at like people that are in their 50s and 60s. And like how they view politics.
Right.
And then you look at people that are in their 20s and
30s. Or how they view other people's race.
Same thing.
Same thing.
And then you look at people who are in their 20s and 30s, how they view politics and the way, just society, right? You see how much, how big of a gap there is. Yeah. Now you're talking about whether or not we should have a fucking sexy robot. Whether or not you should ever own anything at all, or it should just be a utility, whether or not people should have to work in order to earn a living, because a living is relatively guaranteed if you pop out of a vagina and you're a human.
Right.
So you're talking about things that are so incredibly heavy, categorical concepts.
Yeah, I think I'd be dead.
That. No, but we're not going to die.
I don't think we are.
I think a lot of shit's going to get. I think we're going to have. Because I think what nobody talks about, and I think this is why I'm optimistic, is that everybody is addicted to all the negative shit. Everybody's It's easy. You don't need a really big brain to fucking start thinking about like all of the obvious problems that are going to happen.
Right.
Where I think you need a really big brain is to start seeing the new stuff that's not here yet. That we're going to be able to do,
but you also have
with
to have
all this
faith.
Technology.
You have to have faith in people.
Well, I mean, I think if you don't have faith in people, then you got real trouble. Mm. And I think that if you look at the stats, people have always come through. Yeah. Historically speaking, people, human beings, have already
not in the new Planet of the Apes movies.
Have always figured it out.
Humans are now hiding.
See, here's how I know my brain's real big. It's because I didn't hear a word you guys just said. And I'm still thinking about the cars.
The sex robot?
No. No. Yeah, that, a little bit of that. But the cars, like, if the cars can drive themselves.
Right.
And they can think a billion times faster than a human operating a car.
Yes.
There's no need for the rules of the road anymore.
Well, wait a second.
Because think about that. There's no opportunity for them to speed. They have sensors all over them so that they know when things are happening faster than you can.
Yeah, but there has to be some sort of law so it can move.
Yeah. Because that's what computers do.
Yeah, but here's the theory, like the working theory about what like Elon Musk is actually trying to accomplish. Is so if you take the car... The car is designed with it's all based on video. So like that car has sensors all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And for however long, for 10 some odd years, they've been collecting video data of the observable world. You know what I mean? So like they're like collecting, and then their algorithm is processing it to create the rules model on how that works, right? Then you take the large language models like the ChatGPT and all that kind of stuff, right? And that is
interpreting the data.
One of them is interpreting physical data, world, and the physical space that we occupy. The other one is interpreting language and words, which are the definitions that we apply to physical space that we occupy. Now he's building this robot called Optimus, which is a humanoid robot. And like, you know, essentially what they're doing is they're replicating what it is to be human in a machine. Because what's a human? A human is a physical body that's operating in space. And then the language model is like we're all a collection of stories that are made up of words that are definitions that we're all relatively in agreement on about this word means that, this thing means that. And so
you're getting super deep.
It's all made up.
It is all made up.
But they're taking the same model that we're made up of and they're putting it into a machine. And where do you know what I mean? Like, what? Where do we go from here? We're gonna have to figure it out because it's what's up.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gotta be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
Because the thing, because that's what I'm saying though. Like, that's where my brain.
Megan looks like she's in a pot right now.
That's why my brain is so big.
Why are these guys doing this to me? Why? I just want to go fucking meet that pilot.
She just wants to have a backyard, hang out, experience books.
The thing is that like.
Fucking robots.
Anytime something like this happens, like it's just going to create like different jobs, but there's going to be enough jobs. I guarantee you.
Well, it's going to be different jobs.
Yeah, that's all.
The it's hard just, part.
And there'll probably be even more of a need.
You're going to get bad robots soon enough. You're going to get a robot that turns.
Well, like the eyes are like squinty?
Yeah, they'll get red.
The bad guys red. Have the red eyes and the good guys have the blue eyes.
They'll have lasers. They'll blow some shit up. It'll be wild. Some of them are going to turn because we don't make everything
well,
perfectly.
Well, that's why you have to order the sex robot because that's your first foray into the robots.
Yeah, but what if
What if I want a bad sex robot?
Oh, there's a button. You know? There's a button for that.
But
you just got to get to it to
no,
turn it off.
You order the sex on. Robot.
Where's
so
that
you know
ball gag
the
come
battle
from?
Robot works. You understand?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I will not be able to trust anybody
Bro,
who
I
has
would
a sex
treat
robot.
That's...
I can't.
Let me finish. I would treat that robot so good. Because when it comes, like when time comes, I want a robot that's on my side.
Yes.
You know?
That's true. They're going to keep stock of like the guys that do like really
Without
terrible, horrible
a
things.
Doubt.
He would
Without
definitely
a
have a
doubt.
Couple extra robots in a closet for that reason when things go bad. Got my army of robots.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if they're affordable, I'm getting them.
You'd get a couple, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to be the guy when the robot
without
wars
robots.
Start. I don't want to be the guy who doesn't have robots.
Yeah, well, the thing
the
is that
was.
That's a predetermined situation. Robots are going to be here. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to get them.
Yeah.
You know?
Jiu-jitsu's not going to work on the robots.
No way.
Nor are the guns.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Megan, what's the matter?
The car thing, it's like I'm past the like who's gonna get the fucking ticket because you're not gonna.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Could you be wasted and you just sit in your car and I'm not driving? The car's driving.
Of course.
Yeah, the car does ballerina tricks.
So then there's no tickets. So then how are you making money for the city? You gotta
well,
find a different
see,
way to
now
make money
you're
for
thinking.
The city.
Now you're thinking.
Well, the city's gonna fucking create like okay,
the upfront tax,
selfless driving tax. You know what I mean? In order for us to allow these cars to drive in our city, there's gonna be a $10,000 premium on each one of the cars that gets paid directly to the city, whatever it is.
How long
that's
are they
gonna
they interact with regular people in cars? Can they interact with regular people?
Well,
because I guess that's what they're testing now.
I've heard, like, there's, you have heard, I think I might have brought this up, the fucking conference that's in, I believe it's in Switzerland. It's called Davos.
Yeah, you did.
Fucking, Davos. The guy said, like, you're not going to own anything and you're going to be happy. And that's what it is. Like, everything's going to be a service. Like, you're going to have a monthly subscription to transportation. You don't need a car. You just need to dial up the car when you want to go where you want to go. It's going to be on par with
that
what
sounds a, like a Führer with, though telling you you're going to be happy you don't need to own anything.
Well, but that's where the this is I find this scary but I also find it interesting because it's like when you go extreme left politically, you know, taking out the communist part of it. But like when you go extreme left, like that perspective is like we all need to share and we don't need to, you know, nobody needs to really accumulate wealth or have land. We just need to have, you know, what we need to have. And
enough. Like what?
Of whatever, of resources.
Grapes.
We just need enough so that we can live.
I need more details. And what do you mean?
We just need enough to fucking be able to live and have a good life. It's not about accumulation of wealth. And you go extreme right, and, you know, it's about accumulation of wealth and competition and all that kind of shit. Nobody's listening to me because you're on your cell phones.
No, I am listening to you. I am listening to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you said competition.
And so in the model that these people are talking about, it leans more towards that. All right, the smart, rich people, we're going to take care of it. We're going to take care of it. But historically speaking, that's never, ever worked.
Right.
Like nobody's ever done that well. Anybody, like any group of people who are like, okay, we got the money. We got the power. We're going to set this up. You guys don't have to worry about nothing.
No, it's already happening. It's already happening.
Yeah, but where the wars are going to come in place or the conflicts are going to come in place is you're going to have pockets of people that are like, no, we're not going to accept like that totalitarian kind. Even if it's wrapped.
That definitely will be.
But then the conversation goes to, can we evolve socially to where our version of what work and life and these things are? Like, because on the, you know, Vitruvian 5000, pre-promoting. We were talking about how like it's not too long ago when humans were hunters and gatherers, that was before we started like setting up cities and like creating like societies like as we know it now. And it was more about we just need to get together, have each other's back so we'll survive, and find places to where we can eat and just like pull resources. And then like as time goes on, you know, you get the advancement in farming, and then that leads to the Industrial Revolution. And then the concept of let's build cities and places where people settle, and let's build these systems to where there are workers and some people are business people and all that. Like that is, it's relatively modern in terms of like when you look at the whole story of.
I think having a smaller population in that situation makes everything a lot easier to.
Well, but it's just another version of the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
the
people who.
But now there's more and more and more.
No, but there's still somebody controlling that up top.
There's always somebody. There's always somebody.
But the question becomes now is that collectively, can we come up with a better system that is going to work in the context of these new tools that we've created? Because the tools are going to alleviate the need to do a lot of the things that we have always needed to do. Like fucking, you know, certain types of jobs, going to college, fucking a lot of things that we've needed to do for a period of time. These tools are replacing that need. So, but you have people who are traditionalists who are like, I don't want to move from that. Like,
yeah, are you going to be dumber?
You're fucking
for not knowing traits and
for the most
stuff.
Part, and I'm not arguing whether we are or we aren't, but I'm going to argue that most people that respond the way that you respond, and what you just did,
you just said it, we're going to get dumber,
is because you're afraid. You're afraid.
Well, yeah, I'm not afraid. I just don't like
it. But so I think no, it's because you're afraid. It's not because you don't like it. Whatever. It's because you're afraid.
You could argue.
But
that.
But I think that like
what's my sex robot?
Not afraid of that one. Willing to take the risk.
No, I get what you're saying, but I mean, you keep on taking away things that we're doing, jobs, labor, all this stuff that has built all of these cities and everything around us with less people. What else are we going
to
be doing?
Well, we have
whatever
to come
the next
up
thing
with
is.
New
what
stuff.
What do you mean, whatever the next thing is? What are we doing?
Applying.
Just making robots? Everybody's going to make a robot?
Sure.
That's... I don't think that's enough for.
Well,
first of all,
the robots are going to make the robots eventually.
Yeah.
So the humans are going to be hiding in the field.
But you got to tell them what to
or
do.
Or maybe it's just going to be like a utopian society where we get to just like fucking have the
fun.
Sex robots and just fucking like frolic around in the park fucking all day long. And you know,
it might
maybe
be utopian pockets, but there isn't going to be a utopian world.
At the top. When they're like. You know, you're now the fuel for the robots, and we're just throwing in the robot.
What I hope that happens.
I read a lot of dystopian books.
They're pricking us
up.
Yes.
What I hope that happens.
We're in like the quadrants.
Yes, when they have to fucking harvest the energy out of your brain.
Yes, and they steal our souls.
What I hope that happens is like that show Altered Carbon, to where you transfer your consciousness into a hard drive and the body becomes a skin, like in video games, and you can constantly upgrade your skin.
The worst.
Based on the amount of money that you have. Ever. So you could theoretically live forever. You just have to like continue to purchase and warehouse bodies.
Putting you into a hard drive makes you just like everybody else, and you're not your own person.
That's no, it. Because your consciousness is always going to be unique.
But then somebody's holding your hard drive.
No, you got your own.
Yeah, how are you holding your own hard drive?
It's like a vertebrae.
So you take it out.
Yep.
Where how
body
you
goes?
How you moving the vertebrae?
Yeah, a robot.
Your other robot.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Meg!
You're like, you get into the fucking machine.
It's
the
like
machine,
Black Mirror.
You hit the button and it goes, and you go, and then it fucking like goes to the fucking body that's sitting in the chair next to you. That's like on ice.
What if the
and
robot's it goes, broke?
It goes like.
That I hate that. I hate everything that you're saying.
Well, I'd rather that than like fucking
being yourself.
Know. No, I mean if we could just go with let's stay the way things are, I guess everybody would vote for that. But I
think so.
Being that that's probably not the option, you're going to have to figure out how to lean in. Well, here's all I'm saying. I won't be the first guy who orders a sex robot. I won't be the first guy.
But I'm definitely not going to be the last.
I won't be the first guy who gets the chip implanted in his head.
Right.
But I'm not going to be the last.
Gotcha.
Exactly. That's it.
Makes sense.
I mean, the sex robot thing is like, depends on how much it is, you know?
Well, you got to get one for your wife, too. I mean,
there's like, already
you got to buy a couple's pack.
There's already.
Yeah, but mine gets to look like whatever I want it to look like. My wife's one's got to look like me.
I was actually going to ask Meg that. If her boyfriend got a robot, would you be mad if that robot had red hair?
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I would. Yeah. A full-chested redhead would kind of make me upset, probably.
Yeah, I'd be mad if my wife's was like a blonde, muscle-bound, like beefy guy.
What if it was like a little Chinese guy?
That'd be weird. I think my robot could beat up her robot.
Oh my God! What an episode.
Oh man!
Like, wouldn't you know that at this point?
What?
Like if your wife is into little Chinese guys?
I would hope you would know that.
No, because women, I think, hide shit secret. Like that. Like, women could go a whole lifetime and they don't let that out of the bag.
I think women have less of a type than men do.
Interesting.
Because they're a little more introspective.
Okay.
The type is more emotional than it is physical.
Yeah, I think you can probably be attracted to a lot more people if they give a shit.
Interesting.
Well, men are like, what? Looks good.
That's also if you have time to meet them. You got to have time to talk, time to get to know them.
What are you going to speed dating?
That's no, but I'm saying that, well, that's another weird thing, trying to learn somebody in 1 second, right?
Speed dating with robots?
We got frozen.
That's a crazy freeze. That was such a crazy freeze.
Oh, my God, so bad.
Wow, that was a crazy freeze. It looked like she was making like a mad face, like, I am done with this conversation.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to listen to that Rich Roll podcast from today.
With who?
Scott Galloway.
Scott Galloway is great.
Scott Galloway?
Fucking, I almost cried this morning listening to it.
He's
so
a real
moving.
Defender of the young men.
Yes. Yeah, very big time. But also,
young man.
But also says that they need a lot of help.
Yeah.
Send it to me. I like when you send it to me, I could just press on it. And.
Or you could write it down somewhere.
Write it down?
In your notebook.
Can't write it down anywhere. There's nowhere to write it down.
I'll send it to you. Fucking amazing.
It's good.
I'll listen to it.
I didn't see it.
Absolutely amazing.
I got to listen to it.
What is he? I guess I'll listen to it and then I'll report.
Well, he's
back.
Promoting a book of some sorts about investing.
He is a businessman who became a professor at NYU.
He's in marketing.
And became a social media star. But he is really smart and he's cool. And he delivers his fucking opinions very well.
He just did a ketamine treatment.
Ooh, Special K.
Yeah.
I feel like all of that shit, this is something that I think about. Like, I feel like all of that stuff is for people that never really did drugs.
Well,
I feel like it's not for people that,
and this doesn't connect to that because the guy talks about how much he loves drugs and drinking and he did this and he hasn't drank since because he can't even stand the smell or the taste of alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of ketamine?
But he's like, yeah, you know, he's like, I drink 4 or 5 drinks a day every day. I don't listen to anything he says. I just feel like I'm better that way. And then he's like, you know, now he's like, I know how bad it is for you. It's taking a little bit longer on the getting, you know, recovered from it. So he's like, so I just started doing edibles all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that stuff is far. Who knows? I've never done ketamine. I've never done ayahuasca. So I guess I really shouldn't talk until I try.
Ketamine's weird.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Never done Special K, Meg? At a local frat party?
I wouldn't have even have known that that's a nickname.
Any more weed things?
You gave up?
No. I'm actually, something that's funny is that Mike just left for like 4 days. So it's just me here. Which
bust out
the
sex
been.
Robot.
Bust out the robot and the edibles.
No, so wait. So what are you going
to
do?
Hello, Captain.
Stop. Stop it.
Would you like a 5 mg or a 10?
I have it in liquid form. I have it in gummy form.
Mike comes on his like little like robot wings. The wing pin is on the fucking counter. What is that?
Oh, fuck. If his parents ever hear this
hiding
podcast,
in his room,
the cat
won't come out of the bedroom. Traumatized.
The cat's wearing a fucking pilot's hat.
Stop.
Wait, so 4 days without Mike? That's big time. Is that the longest you guys...
That's a lot. What am I even going to do?
Ooh. Today's day one?
He just left as we're filming this.
Way to go.
Phoenix.
Phoenix. Were you paying attention to the story? It's a 6-hour flight. She didn't know it was that far across the country.
Yeah, it's diagonal.
I go out, guys.
I know. Yeah, I had to text Jesse 2 times today. Just he asked me questions. And I was like, did you even read the emails that I sent? And he said, no. Okay. Like, if you, all the details are in the email.
I'm thinking about the singularity. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do when the fucking robots take over, right?
You know, actually, it might not be good for you.
What?
For the whole robot thing.
For
like,
me?
Yeah. Because, like...
No, he'd have way too many robots. That'd be the first problem.
He's gonna give up on doing anything.
Even the self-driving car. Like, that's too much time alone with your fucking thoughts. Next thing you know, this guy's jumping out the window.
5 days into the robots, this guy's killing himself.
I'm a survivor. I'm an adapter. I'm not worried.
I'm an adapter.
No
okay.
Oz.
I'm ready for it, though. I really am.
I know you are.
Let's go.
Meg, I think, should party this weekend. You should definitely go out one night. Hear some music.
One night, go out?
Yeah, you got live music anywhere? Boston, I mean, come on.
Yeah, come.
Are you in the suburbs? Go to a ball game. They're playing the Pirates.
Now it's the work week.
Go to a ball game this weekend.
By yourself?
She's got friends.
I have a few pals, but yeah, it's just like, well, you know what the worst part is? It's the sleeping. I get scared.
Oh, I can see like, that.
I think about this often when he's gone. Even if he's, like, out at night and I'm going to bed and he's at home, how the hell am I going to live in a home? Because we're in an apartment. Like, I share walls with people. So, like, if I needed to scream, someone would hear me. You're in a house.
Yeah, but, like, what are you afraid of?
A murderer, a
like
burglar.
Like, somebody's just going to come
a combo
and
platter of the
like,
two.
You know, like, when the like, little kids, you say to little kids, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Like, you afraid somebody's going to come get you?
Yeah. Correct. I'm afraid, yeah.
Act insane when you're walking down the streets by yourself. Don't let anybody know that you're by yourself. Just, like, talk to yourself out loud.
No, I'm not. This comes out after he gets home, so it's okay.
Oh, that's true.
Wait, you really think and worry about those things often?
I think women do.
No, okay. This is a normal, like, I'm sure that your wives aren't like, yeah, I would prefer when they're not home at night.
No. Yeah. You guys might need a ketamine treatment.
Yeah. Ketamine might work. Get right into a K-hole, you'll pass right out. You won't know what.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty soon, though, it won't even matter because, like, oh, Mike's gone. I'm going to break out my Defender robot.
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly. Like, I don't need a sex robot. I want a home invasion protector robot. A bodyguard, if you will.
Yeah, you're going to have it.
Well, he might have a sex feature just in case if things go south. Oh,
yeah, God. He's like the iPhone of robots.
Yeah, you know? Imagine you have...
HR.
That's why you should probably just get drunk and pass out.
Yeah, well, it's going to be such a... the lines are going to be so blurred. You're going to have like this robot who's like, you know, he's a unit. He's handsome. He fucking handles fucking, you know what I mean? Like some guy tries to like grab your fucking pocketbook while you're walking on the street. He fucking just rips
him
apart.
Is it going to talk like a robot?
Next thing you know, he's there for your emotional needs. No. One thing leads to another. He's 6'3". Maybe he knows how to fly a helicopter.
she wouldn't go into.
I mean, he'll know how to do all of those things.
Yes,
definitely.
Because it's just, I just download that version of it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think you should go out.
All right.
I think you should have fun, go out, get a little drinky poo.
No, I'm going to have a great time. I like quiet.
No, you're going to read books. Just, you're going to sit in your bed.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like that's like, you know.
Roll up your socks. What are you going to do?
Kind of get like I enjoy what it's here. Like, the energy is different.
Yeah. I don't sleep in my bed when my wife's gone. I sleep on the couch.
You don't sleep in your bed?
Nope, I sleep on the couch.
Once you shack up.
What are you afraid?
I don't know what it is.
With a significant other. You're not like, you know, assuming you get married and you have kids and that whole fucking rolls on. You're not really alone a lot.
No.
No.
Never. You're not alone a lot.
No, you are not.
It's nice to have like another presence, you know, in the space.
Yeah.
It's also nice to miss them though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if I was convinced with that all year.
Oh, yeah.
No, 100%.
Okay.
Wait, you guys are really that blown away that cars can drive themselves?
Definitely.
That seems like a very logical next step.
I'm not blown away by it. I've seen, I saw it 10 years ago when it hit the guy when they were showing
them. I'm not blown away in terms of like, but like it's only starting to roll out now. Like we've known it's coming for a while. It's only really starting to roll out in the mass market.
So,
it's like it's been being talked about, but I think we're like fucking like a year from now, 2 years from now, a substantial amount of new cars that are purchased are going to be self-driving
but
cars.
But besides talking to you on the phone, the fuck is he doing while he's sitting in that car while it's driving? What are you doing?
Just working,
enjoying a ride. Yeah, I mean, I could do a lot
problem
of
solving, but you wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Well, you're not doing anything. You're going to look out the window like this. You're going to look out the window like this.
You could. You see, that's your thing.
Well, that's my problem. That's
you
my problem.
Lean into these things, and you could use them utilitarianally, whichever that word is. But instead, you just fucking, you know, color it.
No, because I'm a fucking, I'm an addict. I fucking need to be mainlined in. Yeah. I operate by different rules, guys.
But maybe, you know, maybe that, you, like, eventually you'll be able to fix that trait if you want to. You
or
know,
maybe
with a little program.
Maybe there's more technology to make me fucking use it better.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I don't think I want to be fixed. I think I want to optimize. I think I want to optimize for what I am.
Nah, there's so things. There's things you want to fix. Trust me.
Now you want to be a robot.
Tiny dick.
Oh my God.
Definitely. Can you fix that?
Can you fix that?
Is that something that can be fixed? I feel like nothing will solve that.
They have a robot for that.
That's going to be like the age-old joke like 150 years from now. It's going to be like, nothing grows your dick. There's still nothing.
They still haven't figured that out.
No, they got to figure that out.
I am running out of time.
All right. Clear it up. We got ladies present. She's blushing.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to another episode about sexy robots.
Sorry to bring the wellness
sexy
down.
Sexy robots is so, like, sexy robots, that's it. We could never call them anything else.
Just turned the like, show
down. Yeah, even if they're not sexy, they're just sexy robots.
Sexy robots? I mean, come on. It's a fucking great category.
Next week, we'll talk about something healthy.
How many pounds you expected to be down before next week?
I don't know how fast I could lose weight, but if I could go down another 10, that'd be awesome. I mean, I'm starving.
In 1 week?
Oh, 1 week? Maybe five more.
She just
She scared me when she just said in 1 week. Yeah, maybe five.
You need a program. You need a routine.
I mean, I did 14 or 16 fucking pounds in like a week and a half.
Because you're just not eating.
No. I'm eating light. I'm eating salad, grilled chicken.
It's just water stuff. Weight you're getting rid of.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because like,
yeah, but don't do anything not sustainable because it's not going to do anything good for you.
I'm just hungry.
It's going to come right back.
And let's start putting some muscle on. I'm just hungry.
Come on.
I do have to start putting muscle on. All right, everybody, stop picking on me. We weren't going to do health this week.
No, we're not picking on you. We do it because we care about you.
Yeah, we're here to help. I know. I'm least healthy.
We want to make you a sexy robot.
I don't want to be a robot.
Yeah, I'm worried.
You could be worried.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Meg.